This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican Dan Moore, a business consultant and Navy veteran, will be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor this fall. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Republican gubernatorial nominee Heidi Ganahl announced Moore as her running mate this week. She says Moore shares her goals to reduce crime, lower Colorado's soaring cost of living, and make children a priority. Moore has never held elected office, but did serve on the state's Independent Redistricting Commission to draw new congressional lines. He got stripped of his chairmanship of that commission when people became aware of his social media comments questioning the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New variants of coronavirus spread through the population, and health officials are urging people not to let their guard down. Anuj Mehta is a doctor at Denver Health. He says more people who aren't vaccinated and have already had COVID are getting reinfected as natural immunity wears off.
We know that the immunity from vaccines and being boosted lasts much longer, but we're still seeing patients who are boosted that are getting COVID. They're just not ending up in the hospital.
Mehta says the unvaccinated also are at greater risk of contracting a more severe case of COVID. Tonight in Aurora, a candlelight vigil to remember the 10th anniversary of the Aurora movie theater shooting. It's at the Aurora Municipal Center, about a mile from the shopping mall and movie theater where the shooting happened at a midnight screening in 2012. Tonight's vigil begins at 11:59. The mayors of Aurora and Denver are criticizing a new program that could move homeless people from Douglas County to other parts of the metro area.
And this is the rub between the city of Denver and city of Aurora and Douglas County, because they're saying, well, we're just going to take people up there and drop them off. That is not what I've said. That is not what we're doing.
What are they doing? We'll get an answer to that question in about 15 minutes. Across the metro area today, mostly sunny, then a chance for rain and highs in the 90s, and getting warmer through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.